We've learned of a new strain of coronavirus, which was first identified in South Africa, has now been detected here in the United States in South Carolina. It marks the first time that this variant has been detected in the United States. Scientists consider the variant to be even more concerning than that recently discovered UK variant. The UK strain has already been detected in 24 states, indicating rapid transmission as federal officials struggle to ramp up their vaccine distribution. Let's take you live tonight to Maggie Fox, senior health editor at CNN. And Maggie, as you know, we've already been through a year of fear and stress, and we don't want to add to it, but we want to responsibly report as we always do. How concerned should we be about the South Africa variant?
Well, Dimitri, there's nothing that gets people's attention like the phrase mutant new virus. And officials are definitely concerned about this new variant, but it doesn't seem to be more dangerous, even if it might be more transmissible. What they're really worried about is some of the mutations that are seen in this virus might allow it to evade some of the body's immune response. There's some indication that vaccines might not work quite as well against it. But vaccine companies that already have their products on the market, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which are so amazingly effective, right? They're like 95% effective against the normally circulating variants. Tests that are being done in the labs indicate that they also elicit such an overwhelming immune response that they even protect people against this new South African variant as well. Now, we got some new data this evening. Maryland vaccine maker Novavax released some preliminary data on tests on its vaccine. It was tested in Britain, and it showed an overall efficacy of about 89%, which is also amazingly good for a vaccine. But they also tested it in earlier trials. This is in smaller numbers of people in South Africa when that new variant was circulating. And it was only about 60% effective down there. Now, again, these were earlier trials and fewer people, but it does show that perhaps these vaccine makers will have to start tweaking their formulations to account for these new variants. In the meantime, what people should do is what they always do, and they should double down on what they always do, which is social distancing, wearing a mask, not being in a small room with other people and breathing the same air, and washing your hands.
So you hear about what's coming down the pike from Novavax, and you say slightly less effective, but still a very good vaccine. Could we suddenly find ourselves in a position where your number finally comes up and it's time for you to get your injections, and you say, oh, wait a minute, is it Novavax or is it one of the better ones, Pfizer or Moderna?
That could happen because we're starting to get some of the new vaccines getting to the end of their clinical trials, and they're going to start applying. Nonetheless, the word is that all of these vaccines are very good vaccines. And just like with the flu vaccine, when there's about seven different flu vaccine makers, the advice is, you know what, get the vaccine that you could get. Just get one. You shouldn't shop around or wait until you get one.
Any other advice as we head into the weekend?
Well, I mean, the main reason that the virus is spreading so fast across the U.S. is that people are not doing what they know they need to do. They are not wearing masks. They are getting together in small rooms. They're saying, well, my friends are an exception. They're doing all the things they're not supposed to do. Super Bowl's coming up. Do not have a Super Bowl party. That's a very bad idea. People just need to stick it out a little bit longer until we can get everybody vaccinated.
Great point, and thank you for the update tonight, Maggie.
Always a pleasure, Dimitri.
That is Maggie Fox, the senior editor with CNN's Health Unit. And yes, it's tempting to get the gang back together for the Super Bowl, but we've got to watch it separately this year.